Chicago, 2011. A cop is murdered. Police and prosecutors swear they have the trigger man. He swears he didn't do it. How far will each side go to prove they're right?
Like it's just one bombshell after another, you know, where you're like, what?
The story of a PlayStation, a brain-eating amoeba, and the relentless pursuit of justice. Off Duty, out now. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. I'm Adora Namigadde, and this is The Rundown. Many Jewish and Israeli Americans in Chicago were relieved to hear of the ceasefire deal reached between Israel and Hamas yesterday to pause the war in Gaza. Leah Goldstein Poland said she felt proud and happy when she learned the first phase of the deal includes the release of over 30 Israeli hostages. But she also continues to mourn her grandson, Hirsch Goldberg Polin, who was killed by Hamas rebels. He was captured from Israel on October 7th, 2023.
For me, it was a decision that came close to 8 months too late, because my grandson, who we have reason to believe was in this group, was not alive anymore.
Palestinian Americans are cautiously celebrating the ceasefire deal announced yesterday between Israel and Hamas to pause the war in Gaza. University of Chicago grad Yusuf Haswa says his family was together in their living room when they found out.
We had Al Jazeera on the TV and we all started yelling, and then my mom brought out cookies and tea, as an Arab mom does.
Haswa says this is the first real moment of joy his family has had in 15 months. But he thinks of the more than 47,000 Palestinians killed over the past year and a half who are not here to celebrate this moment.
There might be a ceasefire today, but the goal is to be free tomorrow.
More than 30 Israeli hostages and hundreds of Palestinian prisoners are to be released under the first phase of the agreement. If it goes through, the agreement is expected to go into effect this Sunday. Chicago police will not help with federal immigration enforcement after the city council voted overwhelmingly to reject a proposal that would have allowed them to do so. The proposal would have allowed Chicago police to cooperate with immigration officers in certain cases, like when someone is arrested for drug or gang-related activity. But it was met with broad pushback, including from immigration advocates, the state attorney general's office, and even the Chicago Police Department. All said it would violate state law that prohibits cooperation with ICE. Alderman Ray Lopez, one of the council's most conservative members, vowed to keep pushing to repeal certain protections for immigrants and called on critics to negotiate.
Our doors have always been open. Our phones have never turned off, and our emails continue to work.
Lopez did not give specifics on what he would change about his proposal to garner more support for it. Chicago now has elected school board members for the first time in history, and their first meeting was yesterday. After being sworn in, the partly elected, partly appointed board members each spoke briefly. Several noted that they will be beholden to the people, not, as one said, to people who know people. Sean Hardin is president.
As members of the largest public school board in the United States, you are true history makers. Let's give them a round of applause. This is a time for celebration for the Board of Education and Chicago Public Schools. Students and families throughout will have a board that reflects their neighborhoods.
The board members then went over the agenda for the next board meeting and spent a few hours in closed session where they discussed the teacher's contract, which is being negotiated. Some more things you should know today. The Illinois State Board of Education is recommending boosting funding for the state's neediest school districts by $350 million. The board approved spending recommendations yesterday for next year ahead of Governor J.B. Pritzker's February budget address. The state has increased spending on this so-called evidence-based funding formula every year since 2018, except one. But the state is not expected to meet its goal of adequately funding all school districts by 2027. Advocates are pushing for more than $350 million new dollars this year. A Chilean flamingo and a harbor seal died suddenly this week at Lincoln Park Zoo. Zoo employees say bird flu could have caused these deaths. The Sun-Times reports the flamingo, named Teal, hatched last fall and died on January 8th. And the 7-year-old harbor seal, named Slater, died the next day. It's unclear how the animals were exposed to the virus, but zoo employees say it could have derived from contact with the waterfowl that was infected. Lincoln Park Zoo President and CEO Megan Ross says zoo visitors are not considered at risk of catching bird flu. Today's weather, it's going to be generally cloudy with a high in the upper 30s. And tomorrow we're expecting similar conditions, but a high in the low 40s. That's it for the show. If you like The Rundown, then please rate and review us wherever you listen. I'm Adora Namigadde. Thanks for listening.